This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a Wednesday. It's What's on Your Mind. Let's get to it. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen, host of What's on Your Mind, along with the very capable Todd, the Radio God Mitchell. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Scott.
Happy Wednesday to you. Happy,
it's raining here. Yay!
Yeah, I hear that. My gosh. Pretty much all of western North Dakota getting a little bit of a drink. And looks to be the plan's going to be here for a good chunk of the day, not just rolling through, but raining. I mean, it's, you know, so welcome. So if you're getting any kind of significant rainfall at all, let us know. Love to hear what you're getting out there, okay? So check the rain gauge and drop us a text, Todd, 226-8503, or me, 367-2054. You can also call us at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550, and you can email us. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here for the entire hour next hour for the weekly Wednesday Talk Radio Town Hall. You can't wait to get your questions in. Call the 24/7 line, 855-200-1776, 855-200-1776. One little bit of unfinished business before we crank up the program here today. And by the way, whatever's on your mind, got the full first hour of the program for you to weigh in. So if you're chomping at the bit to make me aware of anything or talk to the audience about anything or just get the word out about whatever, please let me know. 800-228-0550. I have some things on my brain, but I'm more interested in what's on yours. So the unfinished business. Do you remember Monday? We got a call from a gentleman who was really kind of sentimental about the help and support that he was getting in Hang. It was a really good call, and just talking about good-hearted North Dakotans. I really love that. And every day we celebrate great calls. We have actually two today. How good you are. But this is one I wanted to share with you yesterday I didn't get to. The Delta, one call of the day, does it all. A call, by the way, Delta, Turnkey Well Site Solutions. A group of folks that just get it done. They work for the names you know in the oil industry. And if you're in the industry and that rig's about ready to move and you want turnkey solutions, top to bottom, Delta. DeltaConstructors.net for more details, or call Eric at 406-250-8151. Here's the call. Listen to this. Listen to the emotion in this caller's voice about the help that he's getting. Lake in Cooperstown. What's on your mind?
I've been up here hanging for the last 7-8 days, and I just like to compliment the people up here. They're so good-hearted. It's hard to believe. They don't have aid themselves. They'll find somebody that does. It's just amazing. I got stuck the first day I was here being a flatlander from Mercer County, and now I got a tractor sitting at the end of the field. If I get stuck again, it's there to remind me to you. I had one gentleman offer a trailer house out on the farm to stay in if we needed a place to stay. It's just
that,
amazing.
It is amazing. That call has stuck with me since. And I put a Facebook post up last night with the fridge magnet that I was trying to remember exactly what it said. Do you remember that last night where I said,
yeah.
Or Monday, I was like, what? I can't remember the exact phrase, but I saw it last night and I put a Facebook post on. Here's what it is. Too often we underestimate the power of a touch, a smile, a kind word, a listening ear, an honest compliment, or the smallest act of caring, all of which have the potential to turn a life around. What that fellow described, who's from Mercer County, who's up in Cooperstown getting hay because he doesn't have any back home, is a kind word, a small act of caring, a listening ear. Even a smile can do that. Isn't that cool? I think it really is. I'm kind of a fridge magnet collector. If I find one I like, it goes right on the fridge. And every trip we ever take as a family, we always have to agree as a family, what's the fridge magnet going to be? But that one strikes me often. We do. We have a little kid. No, I don't like that one. What about this one? Okay. And we finally agree. And every trip we ever take as a family, up it goes. So our fridge is a mess. It's all full of magnets, but it's full of great memories, you know. So I asked last night on Facebook, what's on your fridge? And got some good contributions, but you can keep it going online. What I'm getting at from that call is it's a good idea for us to use that everywhere. Do you know what I mean? To use that everywhere. I love Watford City, North Dakota. I love McKenzie County. It's one of my favorite places on the planet Earth for a lot of reasons, mostly because of the people and the can-do spirit that exists on every store on Main Street and nearly every home that I know of in that town, and just good people who go to work and get it done, okay? And they come from all political persuasions and walks of life and everything else, but they find a way to get it done. Great leadership. And they've had a controversy I won't get into today go over a sheriff and some investigations and being removed, and assume the governor will have to make a decision on whether this sheriff is reinstated because the court said there was nothing that rose to the level of illegality there. Judgment's another question, but, you know, anyway, you're either on one side or the other of that particular issue, right? And as I say, I'm not going to get into that today. But what will fix it? I think, you know, good leadership, and there's a lot of it in that town, a lot of it, but also lots of humility and gratitude and compassion and a little diplomacy and just sort of, hey, let's reboot. And every town has something similar, you know, that you can point to that say it's going on, and we probably all do in our lives as well. So I really thank that caller from Mercer County, but up in Cooperstown, for sparking, I hope, a conversational moment and maybe one that can guide all of us in whatever we're doing day in and day out. That's my 2 cents for today. Now I want to find out what's on your mind. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. Chad in Dickinson has a comment. Chad, you're first to go today on the program, and I'm glad you're there. What's on your mind?
Hey, Scott. Well, there's just a lot of good people in North Dakota that I went towards Senator Hogan yesterday. He was really, you know, political speaking his answers, which he tends to do. He waited till the very end when he was asked. I can't remember that question, but he was asked whether he agrees with getting rid of the Congress's 73%, whatever it is. And he basically said he doesn't take it, so it's not an issue for him. And he left it at that, and I was thinking, it's an issue for all of us, but it's not an issue for him. What, does he really not want any repeal or place to go on because he's not a part of it?
Yeah, and I probably could have probed a little more to say, okay,
I get
you a part of it.
You would have, right? Yeah. There.
That's okay. That's okay. And whenever I don't press hard enough or go to the next level of question, don't be afraid to call or text or whatever, because we will do that. And obviously, Senator Hogan's good about coming on. I actually thought he was pretty good yesterday in the sense that, let me just say this about Senator Hogan. You know, he would be, if you had to take all 100 senators and say, you know, skills to get a problem solved, smarts, tenacity, drive, persistence, he's going to be in the top 1%, okay? That's just him. Now, his style is to not, you know, go in there and if he's mad at John McCain, say, you you know, you're a moron. You shouldn't have voted. You know what? But he just, because he doesn't want to sort of, I don't know, show his cards. So when it's frustrating doing interviews with him sometimes because he is not necessarily, doesn't want to lay it all out there.
But,
yeah, and I mean, most politicians are like that. I guess I'm a little bit spoiled because Congressman Cramer is just of a cut of a different cloth where he's nine times out of ten going to come right at you with it.
He straight.
Right. Now, and I can ask him about the subsidy question you're bringing up, but I have to say yesterday I was impressed with Senator Hovind showing a level of frustration with his colleagues. He didn't like the fact that flat-out lies were happening about their proposed fix and the politicization of that, and he said there's people saying things that are in there that aren't in there, and if I could have translated it for him, he would have said, Senator, I can't, right? Saying things are in there that isn't in there, and others. So I thought he did pretty good in getting to the root of it, and I could certainly sense his frustration with the whole thing, but we can always do better. We will ask Congressman Cramer, however, about your subsidy question. It's a good one. Tom on the road when we continue on What's on Your Mind.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuser of Marion. At this time of year, soybean fields need to be scouted frequently for increasing soybean aphid populations. Soybean aphids are usually first found on the underside of leaves in the upper trifoliates. The economic threshold for soybean aphid is 250 aphids per plant on 80% or more of the plants in the field. Scout fields from late vegetative to the late R5 growth stage, and don't forget to keep spider mites in mind when scouting. NDSU Extension Entomology does not recommend a take-mix application of glyphosate and an insecticide if soybean aphids are not at economic thresholds. Applying insecticides too early may result in a reinvasion of aphids, which would require a second insecticide application. For more information, visit ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I got a call from my brother the other day, lives in Las Vegas. He said, I'm looking at a new job. I said, what is pay? $12.50 an hour. Can you believe that? I'm saying, boy, move to North Dakota. Polar Service Center is where I told him to call. Because right now at Polar Service Center, they're looking for certified welders, sandblasters, wash rack attendants, and diesel mechanics, and they are paying big bucks. And they do great training. Polar Service Center, largest tank trailer manufacturer in North America. This is a service center, both in Williston and in Kildare, that needs people right now that service tank trailers, Polar, and other tank trailers. And they will train you and pay you up to $32 an hour with incredible benefits. Write down this number, 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria. She's waiting for your call right now. Tell your loved ones that are working in Las Vegas for chump change, Polar Service Center, big bucks, that's where it's at. Williston and Kildare locations hiring right now. Call 612-214-8781. Ask for Maria and tell her Scott sent you.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
My, oh my, the texts are pouring in here today on What's on Your Mind. A lot of questions to answer. We'll get to you. Callers come first, always. So if you're on the line, you're going to get on. Text right behind that. Because we want to talk to you. Todd and I, we get lonely if we aren't talking to you. Don't we, Todd? We get a little, talk to each other all the time. We want to talk to the peeps. So
the peeps?
We prefer that.
Are you and I a little old to be using that lingo? People still, Manny, help us out. Do people still use the word peeps, or is that finally on the out list?
I'm a dinosaur with that one.
It's kind of fading out, but I hear it from time to time.
Okay. Scott and I are in our 50s and in North Dakota, so we're probably going to use it for another year or two.
Okay. I was thinking another decade, but okay, I'll go another year. Wait. I thought it was
a figurative year or two, not a literal year or two.
Brought to you in part today by one of our favorite top 10 towns. That's Botno, North Dakota. Of course, the State Bank of Botno. Pat Art and his team up there just doing some incredible work right now. Strength, stability, and service for generations. State Bank of Botno. Mickelson Aggregate. They got you covered. Dig that foundation, pour the concrete, come back, landscape it, gravel, weather, and aggregate. They got it all. And Hefty Seed out of Mohall. If you haven't yet given them they're doing a yield contest. You get to enter your best 5 acres of the Hefty brand soybeans or 5 acres of Hefty brand corn. Highest yielding winners get a free 1-year lease on a loaded 2018 Silverado pickup. So make sure you get a hold of them and get all the details on the contest. That'd be a good idea. Okay, let's see. Tom is on the road, I'm going to go to him next year. I want to talk about that call we played earlier. Tom, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, when you were just a second ago, you were talking about peeps, and you wondered how much longer, and I was thinking, Scott said, Todd said a year, and I thought to myself, try another 10, but because I'm also in my 50s. But anyway, you were talking about the gentleman that was a flatlander and had help from country folk, you know, per se. My wife and I were just talking about this. We live in an apartment, but we've come from the country. We still think country. We still think of helping your neighbor with, it doesn't matter what it is, carrying groceries, helping, just helping. It's the helping part of living in the country, because everybody, you know how winter is, spring is, summer is, everybody just needs a hand.
A smile even, right? I mean, literally, right. You know, fill up gas next to somebody and, you know, flash them a smile, and they might say, hey, life's not so bad, all right? You know, because, for one, this drought is a doozy. It's awful. It's whacking a good part of North Dakota. There are people with heavy hearts and laying awake at night wondering, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda, what-ifs, and everything else. So, you know, even if something is a smile. You said it well, Tom. I couldn't agree with you anymore. I really couldn't.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You guys went to the whole peeps thing, by the way. 10 years.
Okay. 2-1 now.
Somebody write it down. Tom. 2017. Write it down here. By 2027, we have to move on. Manny will hold us to it.
I don't want to be too sappy with what Tom's saying, but I don't think it's a small thing when you talk about, okay, pat somebody on the back, smile at them, give them a kind word, listen for a little while, an honest compliment. I'll practice what I preach. Here's an honest compliment. What Todd Mitchell has done, the intestinal fortitude it takes to lose 100 and what? How many pounds now?
115.
115 pounds by, you know, reforming, you know, changing, listening, kind of new habits. I'm going to eat this. I'm not going to eat that. Okay, this is good. This is not. How much of that? I mean, real work. This isn't like, you know, you just mail it in. It's incredible. That's an honest compliment, Todd. I'm very proud of you and excited for
Thanks.
You for all the health benefits that come from that and all the just, you know, self-esteem
stuff. I had to cut out all my peeps.
The Easter peeps are gone anyway, right? But you know what? Maybe that encourages him to stay down the path, and he, you know, in a completely different situation. What I'm getting at is, you know, Tom just now and the call from Cooperstown is an example of things that really could put people in a different place. And as the magnet says, turn a life around. And there's a guy who wrote that. I think he's a poet, Leo Scolia. I don't know how you say his name. Do you, Tom? You being the big connoisseur of poetry, so I didn't invent this. It's a magnet of you know.
I couldn't keep a straight face through that.
But I don't care if it's a magnet or a sign on the wall or just a way to live your life. It makes sense. I hope I'm not being too sappy on folks, but I'm thinking this. It's not a small thing when you're talking about things that turn a life around. I don't think that's a small thing. I think that ought to be first on our list every day. You know, then it's, okay, how do I make a living? And then and then it's, you know, how do I care for my family and how can I, you know, be a better, whatever. I just think that's kind of cool. So anyway. All right, so I'll get to some of these texts here. 800-228-0550. Texter says, can you find out why all three of the rest areas between Fargo and Steele are closed? All right, we'll get on that. Which reminds me, we have an outstanding question from the mailbag, Todd. Do you remember the call we had about the signs being targeted by DOT in a number of communities? And we asked for an answer on that. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
What day was that? I was supposed to give you an answer the next day because, to their credit, the DOT answered that promptly. I just did not promptly answer that. Here it is. Roadside advertising. That's just a bunch of gobbledygook. It must have come out. I don't like gobbledygook. Do you like gobbledygook?
We sunk to that level that we're just going on the show.
Okay, well, you find it and I'll talk to the callers.
The
way, how about
Larry,
that?
Yes, Peeps are marshmallowy Easter candy, but in the hood, it's got another meaning as well.
We'll find out about the rest areas. And Todd, since I'm going and that is not exactly great radio, is going to work on finding the response from DOT. So we're on it, but just stay tuned, and we'll get you an answer on the other. Sid in Fergus Falls, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Todd. Yeah, I'm a member of that family, too, losing a bunch of weight. It's fantastic. I love it. You and I are friends, Scott, from Rollout. We see each other near Rollout, so I look forward to seeing you again up there. We're talking about human kindness and touch. I'm a hip replacer. And a doctor who I knew since he was a little child came in and just touched my leg when he just sat down and introduced himself. And I instantly felt better. I felt reassured. I felt kindness and peace. There is some connection to that. It really does work. And a smile, a gentle word makes all the difference sometimes. And I think we from Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, I think we're all good at that, and we just need to keep doing more of that.
Absolutely. Couldn't agree with you more. I grew up with the phrase Minnesota nice being everywhere, you know, and, you know, I was a Western Minnesota boy. Sometimes I wonder if Minnesota nice has left when I'm at a Twins game or something with some of the cranky pants that you encounter in the Twin Cities. But for the most part, it is, too, Minnesota nice. You're absolutely right. Certainly, outstate Minnesota is. And very good point, Sid. I'll see you at the Western Minnesota Steam Thrashers reunion coming up in September. Looking forward to it. Take a break. Come back with more of your calls. 800-228-0550. Give us a ring.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to another update on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Recently, two protesters bragged about what they did, cutting into pipe, destroying construction equipment on the Dakota Access Pipeline. And they're calling for more of it, leading to the question, this isn't over, is it? Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, and his take.
No, absolutely not, Scott. I think your analysis is shared by a number of state governments, city governments across the Midwest, specifically in the entire country. I can tell you since the end of the protest incident here, we've had inquiries ranging from Montana to South Dakota to as far away as Pennsylvania, hoping to talk to our subject matter experts, because unfortunately we became subject matter experts in this type of protest over the 8-month period. But that concern is shared nationwide.
That's Cody Schultz, Morton County Commissioner, our guest, with another radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline episode. Thanks for listening.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4 Imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
My friends at PetroServe USA give out those free gift cards. $50,000 giveaway. Register every week for those. PetroServe USA. If I go west to east, you're going to find them, of course, in Mandan. You're going to find them in Bismarck, right in the shadow of the capital of Philip. They're all the time. Beautiful new location in Valley City. They're also in Castleton, West Fargo, Fargo, Moorhead. Keep going. Dilworth. Oh, of course. My gosh, yes. Bemidji. If we're going to go Grafton. Arthur, North Dakota, Wahpeton, you get the idea. And, of course, it's 100% American-made fuels. The folks that connect North Dakota's farm fields and North Dakota's energy fields, the oil fields. I love it. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. Tell them Scott sent ya. Here is a call that is our second Delta One Call Does It All call of the day. And it is... from yesterday's conversation with Senator John Hoeven. Here it is.
When are they going to allow HSAs to be used for wellness programs, health club accounts, and things like that for preventive health care rather than for paying for things after the fact? I would really like to see that done.
Senator Hoeven was very impressed with that call. It's a great question, and guess what? They are moving that direction. I personally think that's the way health care in general should move. I'll give you a quick example, folks. Talked to a friend the other day who was having some trouble about, I forget if he was grandfathered or wasn't grandfathered with his health care plan from Obamacare and pre-Obamacare. But basically, he wanted a colonoscopy because he turned 50. And one of the plans covered it and the other plan did not. Okay, and so he was sort of beating up his insurance company saying, you know, hey, I want this, I want this. They had to explain, look, you're under Obamacare. That's the reason that it's different. And then suggested, why don't you go get one? Because you can get them, you know, and so, you know, you can buy one yourself without doing it through your health insurance. Find out what they run. So he calls Sanford Health first, I believe. I think this was a Grand Forks. He was closer to Grand Forks than he was Fargo, but Sanford Health first, $2,700 for a colonoscopy. Todd, have you ever had a colonoscopy before? Ever had,
considering I lost a fiance to colon cancer, I went ahead and got that.
Said I'm going
to
do this.
And make sure I wasn't following in those footsteps. So yeah.
I think I'm north of 20 of them. Just so you know, and that was from the the wonderful gift I received from the flood of 1997, from no sleep for about 2 weeks, called ulcerative colitis. Anyway, I don't have it anymore because my colon's out, and that doesn't matter. My medical history, but I'm quite familiar with it. So familiar with it, I get, okay, I'm not going to get into gory details, but it's a probe and a TV set, basically, okay? And there's somebody experienced to know where it needs to go. $2,700, seems a little on the high side to me. Anyway, this guy goes and then shops All True Health. $2,500, okay? And then he does a little more shopping. Again, he was doing this, I think, in Grand Forks first, so he shops in Fargo. And he finds a doctor, and I don't remember her name, but it was a specialist in GI issues. We probably could find it. Private practice, independent, $700. But wait a minute. How is Big Sanford, the biggest 800-pound gorilla of all of healthcare in the, if you listen to them, the world, certainly in rural America, have to charge that when a small provider down in Fargo is charging $700? What? Same with All True. All True's good size, but not Sanford Big by any stretch. They're $100 cheaper. And it's $700 by an independent? Now, guess what? This guy bought one for $700. He got peace of mind out of it. That's the way it should work. You want one, pay for it. You know, the doctors tell you, you know, you don't need them till a certain age, and they've got, you know, we all want them. Fine, pay for it. That's how healthcare ought to be reformed, in my mind. You know, and that's what these HSAs are, health savings accounts. What it says is, essentially, you're backstopping your insurance. So you get a high deductible plan, maybe like, I'll pay the first $20,000 in medical expenses, and then you get $20,000 in HSA. What it is money you put in a special account that isn't taxed, that, by the way, if you get to the end of the year and you didn't use some of it, I've seen some plans where you pay no tax on that. You take that income. Because then you're shopping. Now, what that's called is you own your health care, getting all these other people out of it. Look, when somebody else pays for something, if I pay for you to go to the doctor, whatever, just it's on me. Tell them send me the bill. What are you going to do? You're going to go there and say, no, I want the MRI. Have we had the CAT scan? I got a hangnail. Can you fix that? I'll take one of those and one of those and one of these. It's like a kid in a candy store. That is what has become of our healthcare system. It's bad news. We've got to reform it. And look, I'm just a radio guy. I'm just telling you how they go about it and what that just needs to be the start there and then figure it out. And we can figure it out. It's so convoluted now. Who pays what? And you know, these insurance companies having some incentive for the current plan. Of course, they don't want their sugar daddy to go away with Obamacare. They like the subsidy. Hospitals are doing the same thing. Hey, before we had people didn't pay, now they're mandated to have coverage. We like that. We like them to be mandated. Hospitals killed this Obamacare vote. You want to know why John McCain went thumbs down and all those Democrats went thumbs down? Huge influence from hospitals, including our own Sanford Health and every other hospital. But when you're Sanford Health, you got a little extra oomph. You know what I'm saying? Folks, they're accountable for what you're paying. They're accountable for high deductibles, higher premiums. They own this. They own the mess of Obamacare. Hold them accountable. You have a decision on where you go and what you do. Ask questions. Anyway, that's my 2 cents based on that call. Let's get back to the calls here. Cheryl in Bismarck, what's on your mind? You're next.
Yeah, I'm just going to comment just a little bit on that colonoscopy deal for $700. You know, I agree. Healthcare really shouldn't be. It shouldn't be like taking your car into the shop. It shouldn't be. Well, if you have insurance, we're going to charge you $800. But if you're going to pay for it, we'll charge you only $300. I mean, it shouldn't be that way. I agree. However, if you're getting a colonoscopy for $700, are you going to get a nurse anesthetist that'll give you propofol so you get a good exam? You know,
yeah, I don't think it's the honest answer, Cheryl. Yeah,
and
no,
all of that counts. And I mean,
everything you're saying is true. Everything you're saying is absolutely true. And I don't know. I can't say this. But my understanding is this is a reputable licensed doctor, just that it's independent. Right, there's a lot of that going on now. There's doctors that operate on cash.
Yeah,
and
that
doesn't mean they're back alley.
No, I'm not suggesting she is back alley.
You are suggesting that. You're saying you don't get all the services.
I'm suggesting that you ask what you get for $700. Do you get a nurse anesthetist that's going to give you the drugs so that you can get a good exam, or are you just going to get a pill to relax you, which is baloney? That's what I'm saying. I'm not suggesting she's back alley at all. In fact, you know, years ago, back in the 70s and 80s, because I was there and I was then, you know, we didn't just go in for anything. Our health coverage covered only catastrophic stuff. You paid all of your clinic bills. Granted, they were $30, but you paid everything out of your pocket. And nowadays, people have their insurance pay for it. They don't even ask how much stuff is. That's all I'm saying. Is you? No,
you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, and you're also right that you know. First of all, I don't think we should automatically assume you have to go to, you know. Again, ask questions, find out how much it costs, find out what other providers are. That's a good thing. The reason I'm a little defensive here is I don't want people to think, oh, you can't do that because, you know, but you're right. Ask. Make sure. I mean, is it apples to apples? Okay. Sanford, what do you charge? What do I get?
Right.
Altru, what do you charge? What do I get? St. Alexis, what do you charge? What do I get? You know, I mean,
right.
Go right down the line. Med Center, well,
right.
All of them. Okay.
Right.
What do you charge? Trinity, what do you charge? What do I get? And then ask the smaller ones as well. Now, I don't know on colonoscopies. When I've had it, I've done them mostly at MeriCare, which became Sanford, most of them there, and a few at Mayo. And, you know, I'm loopy. But
mm-hmm.
I know you can do this without being loopy. You don't have to have the, you know, all the loopy stuff.
Whatever drugs they give you, the drugs are so good. If you're not loopy, you're not going to remember. And that's a fact.
That's what I'm saying. Now, what I'm getting at though is I don't know that you need that, right? I mean, I kind of get it.
You just try it without. I'm pretty sure you're going to want it.
Well, as I recall, I was offered an option.
Yeah.
Do you want it or not? And I said no. I want loopy because I don't.
There
you know,
you go. Yeah.
Yeah. But I have not tried it without. It's worth doing. What I'm getting at is if your insurance doesn't cover it, again, it ought to be your choice. You decide. I'll pay this for being loopy. I'll pay this for not being loopy. It's a good point, Cheryl. Appreciate your call. Matt in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead. Hi, Matt. Are you there?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Well, we didn't know we were going to be doing colonoscopy radio, but other than that, we're doing great.
Wow.
So.
Well, you know, between the drugs and all kinds of fun like that, yeah, you know, it'd be interesting radio, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Tell Dr. Scott what's on your mind.
Yeah, let's change the name of the show. The doctor's in. I'll take your call. Matt in Bismarck, go ahead. Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah, what I was calling in about was that one thing that seems to be overlooked a lot of the times is that, you know, you've got these bigger companies that are out there, you know, Sanford, CHI, this kind of stuff, that are charging $2,700 for a procedure, colonoscopy, you know, whatever. But what's going on is that you're not just paying for yours. You're also paying for the three people that showed up, had the procedure done, and then didn't pay anything. These companies have entire divisions just on collecting the medical bills after it's done. You know, you've got people who come in who use the facilities, who use the procedures, and then don't pay anything, whether they're out of state, whether they can't pay, whatever. But you're subsidizing, you know, sometimes two or three other people. And in addition to that, you know, separate from that issue, you've also got, you know, the term defensive medicine, where you've got docs who are so worried about being sued, and the hospitals are telling these docs, you need to do this, this, and this every time somebody comes in so that we don't get sued, because it's cheaper for the hospital to say, you're going to do these four things than worry about getting sued. So there's a lot of this going on as well that needs to be taken into account.
You couldn't be more right. You know, when you say, I want that, they have to give it to you, or they give you more than you need. And that's the tort reform part of this. That's a very good point. In fact, I have to ask Congressman Kramer where tort reform is at as part of this overall package they've been voting on, if that's one of the separate ones or if that's part of the big package. Thanks, Matt. Good stuff. More coming up.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. To Delta.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, we provide you with sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing you have a safe way out. For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Vince Webkers with me from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables. Do a little sauna 101 for us. Some people think the sauna is a winter thing. That's not right, is it?
Now, if you had a sauna, you'd know it's a 365-day-a-year thing because it's addictive. Literally, it releases the body's natural endorphins, so you get that runner's high. By doing that, you're increasing your immune system. But like in the summertime, the last 3 days, we've had great weather. Sitting in the sauna, you'll physically start sweating within about 3 minutes and heavy. So that's the body at work getting detoxifying, getting rid of bad and allowing good to flow in better. So it's all year.
And if I get in there four times a week, I got a 66 better chance of not getting Alzheimer's.
That is correct, according to the University of Finland, this 20-year study.
Wow, there's some science research for you folks. Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Saunas 24/7, 365 make every day better. Stop and see them in Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Minot too, or online at hotspringnd.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
A great president once said, the nine most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help. Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money. Well, they can't steal your gold and silver that you fully control. You can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, or you can hide it where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey. Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk. Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Casey's back from Medora on the Bully Pulpit Golf Course. You told us about this vacation golf school. What is that, Casey?
Vacation golf school. Just as you thought school was out, really, it's just getting started here this summer at Bully Pulpit. Vacation golf school is just your regular stay-and-play package. You're going to come to Medora, stay with us, play with us at a discounted rate. And then we're going to throw in a little two-hour little lesson series here for starting at $264 per player. You know, you're going to get a well-rounded experience. We're going to do some work on the putting green, some work on the range, and then you're going to just take all this that we've worked on, take it right to the course, and also in the evenings enjoy all that Medora has to offer on top of that. So just a well-rounded experience. Going to throw in a little lesson in there. And just kind of get people headed in the right direction as far as their golf game goes.
I love it. How do I sign up?
Medora.com. Call the golf shop, 701-623-4653. Ask for Casey.
All right, give Casey a call, Medora.com or 1-800-MEDORA-1. Can't get enough of Medora. Let me tell you, just can't. Going back out there in a few weeks with our middle daughter, who's headed to college and has her dad what is the word I'm looking for?
Like a little baby?
Yeah, that's the word, yeah. Sentimental. Sentimental. Yeah, I'm not actually bald like a little baby, but I thought about it. Anyway.
You are. Just admit it.
Well, she has to go all the way across the country, for crying out loud, with a bunch of crazy liberals, and at least our son's
exactly
at UND.
Exactly why we would expect you to be bawling like a baby. Look what you throw her into.
Don't make me come out there, Alt!
But don't worry, she's not going to become one of them, and all you have to do is think of Carson Wentz.
True.
Has Carson become more like Philadelphia, or has Philadelphia become more like Carson? It turns out Philadelphia has become more like Carson.
That's a sight to behold, isn't it?
Yeah.
And by the way,
now your daughter will be doing the same thing there.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
The question,
Carson Wentz.
You get a cheer for UND or
is Carson Wentz more famous for playing for the Bison, playing for the Philadelphia Eagles, or for endorsing hot spring spas and pool tables too? For those hot spring spas and those NDSU pool tables and the patio furniture and the saunas, and he's got one of everything. The game table, the whole darn deal. What do you think he's more famous for?
What a segue. Look at you.
They're just one of our fine sponsors. I couldn't help but mention it. By the way,
he bought from back home. You know, he could have bought from anywhere.
Exactly. If you are going to get out to Medora, include an extra day and go to Watford City. Good idea this year because we have that special, the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, Watford. The Watford, Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. These are great facilities. Fantastic. I've stayed all over the country, and really, there's no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City. The best of the West deal means they will take 10% off your best rate. So, and also, they have an exclusive coupon book for free stuff and discounts, and it's great. Watford City, it's not the same, it's better. Best of the West promo for a great stay. You're going to love it. They're doing that global leadership summit coming up there in the a couple of days next week. It'll be great. Okay, let's get back to the phones, and we also have tons of texts we haven't got to. Hang on, Joe, 1 second here. Let me see some of these texts. Here's somebody listening in this Sioux Falls. We love it when people listen in Sioux Falls. Who's this? This is Yana Myrtle. I know Yana. Yana is, of course, a state senator, one of the fine, upstanding members of our North Dakota legislature. She's on the road with her daughter, Maria. And they are going down for a horse competition. They're the AQHA World Championship. That's the Oklahoma City Youth World Championship. Her daughter Maria qualified. Wow, is that great? Listen to us in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. And good luck to Maria. You see right there, just that trip alone. How many memories are going to come from that trip? I love it. More of the texts coming up, including I just received word it is raining. And I'm looking for more of your rain updates, how much you got and what kind of rain you're getting, today. If you text me at 367-2054, Todd at, 226-8503, this says, Minot, light rain. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you for texting. And also, sounds like you said your prayers. So good job. That's how the rain comes. Anyway, now Joe on the road, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Say, I think I have somewhat of a unique perspective on health insurance I'd like to share, and then maybe a little bit of an insight that I think would probably be due to most. But I was reviewing a survey that one of the conservative sites did, and thank you, by the way, for your voice of reason. It's always a pleasure to listen to you. But this survey was done by a conservative group, and it basically asked people, did you think health care was a right or a privilege? And overwhelmingly, and these were conservative recipients, thought it right. And boy, I disagree with that. I think healthcare is broken for a couple of reasons. One, we're not personally accountable for our own health. As a nation, we're obese. We have horrible nutrition habits. We don't exercise. We get chronic malady, and we expect the system to take care of us for free. Two, we're not accountable for our own spend in healthcare. So if you look at what health insurance carriers do, you create this good old boy network with hospitals, and they expect you to think that
reimbursement level that they've negotiated is a good deal.
Yeah, and then they lobby to get all the money to, you know, continue to have it cost us more. Joe, hang on. We'll continue this. More on What's on Your Mind after this.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services, serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979. MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, I'm Peter Stendrum, president of First International Bank and Trust. From humble beginnings in 1910, our four-generation family-owned business has been delivering on our promise to help dreams come true, one customer at a time. Our style of banking places the focus on you first and your overall experience. We keep your best interests in mind and strive to provide smart financial solutions that improve and simplify your life. We're First International Bank and Trust. How can we help you?
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Everything you've been told about identity theft prevention is a flat-out lie. No one can prevent identity theft. No one. Go to LibertyID.com and use the promo code FREETRIAL for 60 days free. Cancel at any time. LibertyID is the industry leader in identity theft restoration. LibertyID fixes the fallout for you. LibertyID does all the work, but you have to be prepared. Go to LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL, LibertyID.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.